dear first communicants, venerable religious sisters, dear parishioners, dear guests, we have these wonderful words of our Lord today, or rather, I should say, of St. James in the epistle. Beloved, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And that is a word that I would like to talk about today, the word gift. What is a gift? It's something that is given to you without your earning it. If you receive something, if you receive a gift of money for no other reason than it's just given to you, then it is a gift. If you worked for it and you were paid, then it's no longer a gift. It's payment. So you see what a gift is. It's something that you haven't earned. In a sense, it's not deserved or merited. It's just something that you receive. And actually, there are many, many gifts that we receive in life. There are gifts that are surprises, right? One day, all of a sudden, you have a gift. And then there are other gifts that are expected, like birthdays, feast days. I wonder what I'm going to get for a gift. Well, today, my dear children, you are going to receive an infinite gift. This won't just be a special kind of or special amount of grace, and that's all that it is. It won't be a special visit from an angel. I am going to give to you the gift of Almighty God in his human nature. You are going to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Is there any gift greater than that? No, there isn't. What can be greater than God? Nothing. So I was so happy to see these words today as I was preparing my sermon, reading the words of the Epistle of St. James about every good and every perfect gift. This is the most perfect. It's an infinite gift, my dear children. It's bigger than anything you could ever receive. Jesus gives this gift to you. It's not something we could have earned, is it? Could we have earned it? No. It's not possible. But out of the infinite goodness of God, you receive this gift today. It's not a surprise gift, is it? No, because you've been preparing for many months to receive this gift. But here's the point, that we can never make ourselves worthy enough of this gift. We can only do our best. My dear children, I want you to know that First Holy Communion Day is one of my favorite days of the year. Well, every day that I can offer the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is an infinitely good day. But to be able to give it to children who have been preparing and longing for Holy Communion and who have that childlike innocence still, that is what just fills my heart with a very special kind of joy. And what a privilege for me to be a priest, because I am actually going to bring Jesus down upon the altar. The hosts that you even helped to make, they are in that ciborium, Jesus gives me the power to change those hosts, that bread, into his body. And I'm going to change the wine into his blood. And even though you will not drink from the chalice, the blood is in the host. You receive Jesus totally. So that is my privilege today, to bring him down upon the altar and then to bring him to you, this infinite gift, at the communion rail. What's so special about Holy Communion, among so many other things, is this is a gift that you can receive many times in your life. And you need to try to make each one a little bit better than the last one. But there's something obviously very unique about your very first one. And this is what brings us to the church today with such joy and anticipation, because it is the first time. And many people remember their first Holy Communion day. It just stands out. Even Napoleon Bonaparte, who turned out to be a very bad person and a persecutor of the church, when he was a boy, he made his first Holy Communion because he was a Catholic, and he said that was the most special day of his whole life. It gives us hope that he repented of his sins and died in God's grace before he passed away. So this gift, this infinite gift, is something that Jesus wants you to receive. And this is for all of us, my dear brethren. Jesus has made it obligatory to receive this gift. Now, in a way, doesn't quite sound like a gift, a gift that we have to receive? Do you have to receive a gift? Well, in this one case, yes, we do. Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. So the love of our Lord has made it, it's so great that this is a gift that we must receive in order to have eternal life. We will not have life, eternal life otherwise. God can do that because he's God. But again, why would anyone, how could anyone not want to receive this infinite gift? It's Almighty God. It's not just some graces, some spiritual benefits. This is the very author, source, and font of all graces, all blessings. Almighty God himself. So what we need to do is try to make each Holy Communion as worthy as we can, even though we can never really be worthy. So how do we do that? Well, we know if we have a big sin on our soul, we'd have to go to confession first. Hopefully you'll never commit a big sin or a mortal sin in your whole life. Hopefully you'll always love our Lord at least that much. But remember, venial sins do offend our Lord. And we don't have to go to confession necessarily for venial sin, but we still want to not have venial sin on our souls. So how do we wash away venial sin? We tell Jesus we're sorry for them. We repent of them. And that will take venial sin from our souls. You know how it is? If you had a very special guest coming to your home, you know how your mother especially would say, we are going to have a very clean house. And she makes you help her to clean the house, every room, everything has to be cleaned up. The more special the guest, the more effort is put into preparing the home. So we want to tell Jesus we're sorry for our venial sins. That's how we make a more worthy Holy Communion. If the guest came and he saw dirt and dust inside the house, he wouldn't be very pleased with that, would he? So it's the same thing with our Lord. We want to wipe away as many of our little sins and faults by telling him we're sorry for them and we want to overcome them. We also need to say, I am not worthy. You know, before the priest brings Holy Communion to you, he says the words of the Roman centurion holding up the host. He says it in Latin, of course, but you know what it means. Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but say the word, and my soul shall be healed. So you see, admitting our unworthiness helps us to be more worthy. Being humble makes Jesus love us all the more. We must also adore him. As St. Augustine says, no one may receive the Holy Eucharist unless one has adored it first. So we adore our Lord throughout the Mass. When we are receiving Holy Communion, we're kneeling in adoration. We would never think of being in another posture. Of course, one day, if you may be old or sick, and you're not able to kneel, that's all right. Everyone understands that. Our Lord understands that. But as long as we can kneel, we want to show that adoration. We also want to do good deeds. It's not enough just to clean the house. Just things that make the house even more pleasant and attractive. So every good deed you can do before Holy Communion, it helps decorate your soul for our Lord. And finally, ask our Blessed Mother to help you. Ask her to help you prepare. She knows Jesus better than any of us. She's the holiest person after God himself. And she knows how to help us prepare for the coming of Jesus in our souls, not just spiritually, but physically. So again, my dear children, I'm so happy to be here today to offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass and to give you the greatest gift imaginable and possible, the gift O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.